The S&P 500 hitting record highs should feel better than it does. And the reason it doesn't is in that gamma squeeze explanation analysts are offering. S&P futures are sitting at 7,761 in pre-market trading as of this morning, up about 0.15%. But the mechanism behind the recent surge, a gamma squeeze, is a derivatives-driven phenomenon, not a fundamental one. When market makers sell large volumes of call options to institutional buyers, they have to buy the underlying stocks to hedge their exposure. That buying pushes prices up, which triggers more options activity, which triggers more hedging. The price goes up, but not because anyone's business is actually worth more.
The J.P. Morgan warning that the tech trade may shift from hedge funds to retail investors is the other side of the same coin. Tech-focused hedge funds lost over 10% in July, the situational awareness funds near collapse being the most dramatic example. Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan called it a warning shot for markets and said Wall Street needs to tighten underwriting standards on leveraged trades. What J.P. Morgan is flagging is that if professional money is leaving leveraged tech positions and retail investors are buying into the subsequent rally, you get the setup for a retail-driven bubble inflating at the same time institutional money is quietly reducing exposure.
SpaceX's financial situation is genuinely complicated. Goldman Sachs raised its price target after SpaceX's first public earnings report showed blowout numbers, strong revenue from Starlink subscriptions, strong revenue from launch contracts, and improving margins. But the stock is sitting 20% below its IPO price, and a $101 billion share unlock is coming. When that much stock becomes eligible for sale, even modest selling pressure from early investors taking profits creates downward price pressure. Goldman's target raise is a vote of confidence in the long-term business. The share unlock is a near-term technical overhang that has nothing to do with the business fundamentals.
SoftBank's Q1 profit doubling estimates on Intel gains is a story about Masayoshi Son's improbable rehabilitation. SoftBank's Vision Fund investments had catastrophic losses in 2022 and 2023, WeWork, OYO, and dozens of others. Sun made a very large bet on Intel at a moment when Intel's chip business was struggling and the stock was deeply depressed. Intel has since recovered meaningfully, and SoftBank is booking those gains. It's a reminder that contrarian bets at the bottom of a cycle occasionally work spectacularly, though the selection process for which bets are made is often less rigorous than the outcomes suggest.
China's announcement of a global hunt for unpaid taxes going back 25 years is a story that hasn't gotten enough attention in Western financial media. The mechanism is apparently similar to the U.S. Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. China is pressuring financial institutions and individuals with global assets to disclose and settle backdated tax obligations. The retroactive 25-year window is extraordinary. For multinational companies with China operations and for high-net-worth individuals who moved assets offshore, this creates significant legal exposure and is likely to affect capital allocation decisions around Chinese markets.
Wells Fargo's CEO saying AI will cut tens of thousands of jobs is the most concrete prediction yet from a major bank's top executive. Wells Fargo employs about 226,000 people. Tens of thousands being cut through AI-driven automation over some undefined time frame is a significant statement, partly because Wells Fargo has been under regulatory constraints on growth since its fake accounts scandal, so AI-driven efficiency gains are one of its primary paths to improving profitability without adding revenue. The question for every bank right now is whether the job cuts happen through attrition or through layoffs, and whether the timeline is 3 years or 10.
U.S. factory construction dropping 32% from its peak as Biden-era projects wind down is a data point about the limits of industrial policy durability. The CHIPS Act, an Inflation Reduction Act-funded construction boom, drove factory starts to levels not seen since the 1970s. With that funding stream winding down, and the new administration less committed to the underlying rationale, construction starts are reverting. The factories that were started are still being built. The drop is in new groundbreakings, but it suggests the manufacturing reshoring story was more dependent on specific subsidy availability than underlying economic logic.